Hi, it's Dave. Welcome to my channel. Tesla stock has been exploding over the past few weeks. People are asking what's going on, what's causing this huge appreciation and huge spike in stock price. In this video, I'm going to be sharing my thoughts on what's going on with Tesla. All right, this week I'm coming to you from Yellowstone National Park. My family and I are spending 2 weeks camping out. Boondocking, which is kind of dry camping without any hookups. We've got a small RV, a 25 footer. We've got some lithium batteries, some solar panels, and we're able to camp for like 3 or 4 days at a time before having to dump and to fill up water. It's been a fantastic experience. My kids are just loving the outdoors. Every day they get to hike, they get to play in the rivers or lakes, and it's really expanding, I think, their appreciation with nature and their wonder of the world around them. And I'm really excited about what's going on. So the past few weeks, the past few months, Tesla has been on a complete rampage. First, I want to cover a bunch of reasons, which I call minor reasons. And these reasons play a part, but I don't think they're the main reason of what's going on. All right, number one, the Fed has backstopped the market and is printing a ton of money. I've talked about this in other videos, but the Fed backstopped the market by saying they're going to do an unlimited quantitative easing program a few months ago. And that signified the market bottom. And ever since then, the equity markets have been rebounding. And Tesla has been one of the beneficiaries of that. And even the tech companies like Apple, Google, Amazon, they're all hitting all-time highs. And a large part of this is because the Fed has backstopped the market and has been printing money, and people need to put their money somewhere. Number two is that growth stocks are benefiting from a huge amount of new investor dollars. One great stock to look at is Shopify. Shopify has quadrupled just in the past probably 3 or 4 months or so, as a lot of new money has just been poured into these companies that have great growth prospects. Now, as the growth prospects in these companies are fantastic, what happens is investors are having to pay for multiples further and further out into the future. Some people might call this a bubble, and it could be a bubble if it pops. Other times, sometimes when investors pay multiples far into the future, it actually starts to get realized slowly over time. And so it's hard to tell exactly what's going on. Number three, the market thinks that the economy is bouncing back and is going to bounce back faster than most people think after COVID. See, a lot of people with COVID and the whole pandemic, they think that the economy is struggling, which it is in a lot of ways. And they think as a result, the stock market is going to go down. But a lot of times, the stock market and the economy are not correlated in some ways because the stock market is looking forward while the economy is really focused on the present. And because of that, a lot of the investors with the biggest funds and resources out there are betting their money that in the next year or so, right, the economy is going to bounce back and be stronger than ever, even after the pandemic. All right, number four, another reason why Tesla stock is doing well is because Tesla's demand for their vehicles is doing well even during the midst of a pandemic. While other automakers are struggling, their demand is going down, Tesla's demand is still robust. They have a whole line of new products that still have yet to come out. And what this shows is that Tesla really is the only innovative automaker in the world. And with the auto market being a trillion-plus dollar market, people are realizing that Tesla really is the only growth game in town in terms of the auto market. All right, number five, Tesla is in first place with full self-driving development and continues to push through with it. You see, with full self-driving, there's a lot of hype. A lot of companies are saying, oh, they can drive, autonomously within a neighborhood or a block. But Tesla is the only company, in my opinion, that has a solid overall approach using neural nets and cameras to create and to simulate basically human driving. And with Tesla's every kind of car that they sell and every full self-driving option they sell, they're accumulating more and more data and increasing their lead over time. I think just compared to a year ago when Tesla had their autonomy day, Tesla is showing that they clearly are in the first place, and really there's a struggle for even a second place competitor to come out. All right, number six, another reason why Tesla stock is doing well is because the Model Y is ramping. And the Model Y ramping is showing that Tesla is going to be able to increase their profits over time. See, Tesla's overall operating expenses are already covered with their Model S, X, and Model 3 sales. And so with new product lines like the Model Y and, let's say, the Cybertruck and other vehicles like the Semi, that's just going to increase their profit margins, increase their operating profit, and it's going to go down to the bottom line. And people are starting to realize that, hey, Tesla isn't a struggling you know, a small company anymore, but they're growing into a behemoth of company that's going to be able to push out a lot of profit. All right, number seven, another reason my Tesla stock is doing well is because China production in their Shanghai factory is doing extremely well and demand is growing in China. Tesla has surpassed and has blown away expectations of what people have thought the China factory can do, and demand is there to support it. Chinese customers are buying the Model 3 and they're in line for the Model Y and future products as well. And this is a whole new market and a whole new area for Tesla to grow into. All right, number eight, the Berlin Gigafactory is progressing very well. In fact, if you look at videos and pictures and updates on the Berlin Gigafactory, you'll see that they're already breaking ground. They're progressing super fast. And we're seeing like the possibility of Tesla actually building cars next year in Berlin, the Model Y, the Model 3, and really bringing down the cost because they don't have to deal with import tariffs. All right, number nine, another reason why Tesla stock is doing well is because Tesla Energy is showing promise, right? They have solar panels, solar roofs, they have power walls, mega packs, energy, utility projects. And all of this is showing promise as Tesla's iterating and improving across all their products and demand is growing. All right, I covered nine different reasons why I think, you know, Tesla stock is doing well, but I covered these all as minor reasons because I don't think they fully explain or articulate the reason why Tesla has exploded past, let's say, the 1100 or 1200 mark. I think past a certain point, there's another kind of set of reasons why Tesla has exploded to the point where they have. All right, let's cover three major reasons why Tesla has exploded beyond, let's say, just normal appreciation. Number one, there's a probable Q2 gap profit that's causing some shorts to exit. If you've been watching my videos since December of last year, I've been talking about the whole possibility of Tesla entering the S&P 500 this year. And with Q2 being reported, let's say in less than 10 days, Tesla has a very good chance of reporting a profit on a gap basis. And if they do so, they will be eligible and likely admitted to the S&P 500. Now, a lot of people are betting against Tesla, the shorts. They're starting to realize that this is a clear possibility. And they're getting, some people are getting margin calls. Some people are forced to sell because their Tesla short position is growing, right, as Tesla stock is increasing. So all of this is causing increased pressure on Tesla. Number two, the probable S&P 500 inclusion is causing a re-rating of the stock amongst analysts and funds. See, Tesla has long been kind of a favorite stock of analysts to pick on and to say, hey, is this company really going to, you know, survive the next year or two, right? And people have been really pushing down Tesla. And as a result, Tesla as a stock has languished, right, over the past, let's say, 4 or 5 years before this breakout starting December. However, with the new S&P 500 inclusion pending, let's say, in the next few months or so, these analysts and these big funds have to now reevaluate and look at Tesla not as just a fledgling startup that might survive or not, but as a real company that's growing and is taking over the auto market, right? And will take over the energy market and other markets. These are trillion-dollar markets at hand. And as analysts have to reevaluate and re-rate, you see kind of an appreciation of Tesla stock. All right, number three. Now, this might be the most important reason. It's because traders are front-running the S&P 500 inclusion. What this means is when Tesla gets included in the S&P 500, index funds and funds that are indexed to the S&P 500, they will be forced to buy Tesla. Now, usually the S&P 500 gives the index funds about a week or so of pre-notice so they can actually buy the funds before they publicly announce that a company has been included in the S&P 500. So what traders are doing, and this is my kind of hypothesis, is they're assuming that Tesla is going to be included in the S&P 500 shortly after a gap profit is announced, let's say in less than 10 days. And because of that, index funds will be forced to buy Tesla at any price, whether it's at $500 or $2,000. So traders are very aware of this. And these are not just individual traders, but they're traders of, you know, big funds, right? Big hedge funds are really, you know, invested into spending millions and millions of dollars, say tens of millions of dollars, trying to ride this trend of appreciation before the S&P 500 inclusion. All right, so there you've got it. You've got nine minor reasons, kind of a backdrop of why Tesla is doing well as a stock. But then you've got three major reasons why Tesla has really broken through just even normal appreciation. It's really exploded over the past, let's say, few weeks or few months. So I want to ask you guys, what do you think? Why do you think Tesla has exploded? What's kind of your main reason or your major hypothesis of Tesla stock? And where is Tesla stock headed in the next few months? I would love to hear your thoughts in the comment section below. Please like this video if it's been helpful, and also subscribe to this channel if you haven't already. In this channel, we're looking at investment topics from quantitative and qualitative views. We're trying to go beneath the surface, trying to resist following the herd mentality, really trying to get some independent thinking and some clear analysis to help us as investors going forward. All right, hope you have a great week, and we'll see you in my next video. Thanks.